This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's strike three, and that's seven in a row, and there's a fastball. That was the first fastball he threw in that at-bat to Madrigal. Seven up, seven down, all via the strikeout for Schemes.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, I feel like we need to start. I do want to have some discussions about Paul Skeens in here, but want to give you Kamar Rocker update. Yesterday, he did have a pair of walks, but and he gave up a two-run home run. Those are the bad parts. Good part. Rocker threw 4 2/3, struck out 8. 76 pitches, 47 for strikes, 29 for balls, as he continues to refine his mechanics. It felt like a good step forward. I know we talked about with the addition earlier in the week. Now it kind of feels like there's only room right now for Rocker or Leiter in the starting rotation as opposed to both of them, which is what it felt like it was going to be.
Yeah, and across the league, Kevin, MLB.com has a list up of players, prospects that might get their shot because of injuries. And that's where Rocker and Leiter are because of injuries. They might get that opportunity to go do that. What I'm interested in on Rocker, you said two home runs?
Yeah, one home run for two runs.
One home run for two runs. I would love to know if that was a miss or a challenge pitch. And
that's a good question.
These are things that Mike Maddox and Bochy know. That's about it.
Right.
And the catcher, Jonah, whoever the catcher was it Jonah Heim or whatever? Like, these are the things that those three people know and the pitcher. And if it was a challenge pitch, Derek would always tell me that he would get in trouble because he would try to challenge too much. He would always be like, you know what? I'll show you. I'm going to blast 97 past you. And so I'm always kind of curious which one it was, because if it was a miss, he can work on that just a little bit. He's not missing much. And that's something that I've been really happy with so far.
Now, for Paul Skeens, did you see the final auction price for his rookie debut 1-of-1 patch card?
Last I heard, I believe it was $900,000. Yes. So, no, I have not seen anything since.
And we said, safe to assume, it will close above $1 million, close that $1.11 million. This is another thing, Alec. I know we've talked about this before. That's crazy to me. If you say, oh, yeah, it was $1.10 million or $1.11 million, you're like, who cares? That's $10,000. Like, that, it's just, I don't want that to get lost, that, like, that extra one right there, that's $10,000.
It's ridiculous. So, like, and I'm not saying in a bad way, just to see any rookie card go for that much, only 1 year into his career, but two, something that I love is Fanatics obviously put on the auction. They do a lot of the card work now in the card game. They've been putting out like targeted ads on social media, like Fanatics Collect, download the app, start auctioning. And I love that up until yesterday, the picture on those targeted ads, it would say, start your collection today. And it's the Skeens 1-of-1 patch. And it's like, you really think I'm going to start my collection by dropping
$1 million? And that would still have you $110,000 short. Now, what's astonishing about this is the previous record for the most expensive Paul Skeens card, $123,000. So we beat that by a good, good amount. Now, here's the craziest part.
Go ahead. I think this is a good question.
I don't think your brain is ready to comprehend this. Because when I read it, my brain was not either.
Why are sports cards worth more than things like jerseys and bats at times?
Okay. That
is that a completely different conversation?
No, I mean, it probably is. That is a really good question. Cause like, wouldn't you think the Paul Skeens, like, let's just say we auctioned off his entire jersey and his pants and stuff right now. I feel like that's going for less than the card.
Yeah.
I think it's just because there's such a bigger continuous market for the cards. And what I mean by that is, like, there are plenty of people who collect the pants and the jersey and everything like that. But like we talked about at the Dallas Card Show, you saw it. There was like 10,000 people there who are like, let's buy, let's sell. Cards have become like the stock market where you're just like, hey, that's the currency in which we trade. Here's the thing that blows my mind, though. Paul Skeens, the card went for $1.11 million. Do you know how much money Paul Skeens is going to make pitching this year?
$500,000.
$875,000. So they just sold the card of Paul Skeens for more than Paul Skeens will make pitching this year when he might win the Cy Young.
Which is why he wanted that card so damn bad.
Hell yeah.
He was like, Livy, tell them that they can hang out in your suite with you.
Yes.
I mean, I need some money. I'm only making $875,000. How am I supposed to live off that in this day and age?
I mean, Livy's like, don't worry about it. I got way more money
like,
than that.
My TikTok makes that.
Don't
in 2 days.
Even worry about it. From the 940, and I disagree with this. We talked about it yesterday. Getting under $900,000 after auctions fees, Pirates' offer would have worked out better. I don't think so, just because how much work is all of that going to take if you want to sell all that? Like, if you were from Pittsburgh, I get it. Like, how awesome would it be, Corey, if all of a sudden, I mean, and I know you're in media, so it's a little different, but if you weren't in media and you got something where you're like 30 years of Rangers season tickets.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
But if you got Mets season tickets, you'd be like, oh, that's nice.
I would probably move to Arlington if I had 30 years.
That's probably a good idea.
I mean, Plano's still too far at that point.
For sure. And so maybe they could have sold all of those. Maybe they could have sold all of those season tickets and that would have been fine, but that would have taken a really long time. And just to have one auction, that is a lot nicer.
Somebody did mention, I just wanted to put this out there. They mentioned that Rocker's pitch that was hit for a home run was right down the pipe low and he was behind in the count and it was a fastball. That all makes sense. He needed a strike. A lot of times they're like, just get your strike. The batter was hunting fastball.
Sure.
He knew he needed a strike, and he was like, I'm taking this one yard, kid.
Which, you know,
I'm all right with that.
That's not the end of the world.
I'm perfectly okay with that.
Paul Skeens came in number 3 in top 10 predicted best starting pitchers this season for Major League Baseball per CBS. Tarek Skubal, Zach Wheeler were the only two ahead of him. And then it goes Skeens, Burns, Crochet, Sale is at 6. Logan Webb, Blake Snell, there we go. Logan Gilbert, and then number 10 they put on the list, Jacob DeGrom. So we've obviously talked quite a bit about Jacob DeGrom, so I just wanted to throw out there that they are like, hey, he could be 10.
An 8-win Cy Young season for him is on the way.
If Jacob DeGrom is the 10th best pitcher in Major League Baseball this year,
then Evaldi better be 11.
Thumbs up.
Oh, for him?
For us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for him, too.
Yeah. Mostly, no, you're feeling really good.
Mostly for us, right?
Because for him, and for if that's the case, he's 10th. It's because the Rangers have shortened however many innings he's pitching per game. And maybe they even were able to skip a couple games here and there for him because of the way the schedule lines up. And so he's not dominating and pitching every, 30 games, but he's dominating in the time that he's doing it, and that's where 10 would be for him. I like it.
From the 817, 6 days till opening day, baby. Woo!
We'll be there. We'll be there.
We will be there doing the show live from Globe Life Field.
Right around the corner from Hurtado and Whataburger. Oh, man. In that stadium.
You think we could, I know Brandon's gonna be really busy that day. Do you think we could convince him to?
I think we're okay. We got some friends we can call and reach out to.
Also, what we've learned is on that show on Thursday, sitting down with us will be MJF, the wrestler for All Elite Wrestling, who's apparently gonna throw out one of the first pitches or the first pitch.
Oh, are they gonna have multiple people?
Yeah,
up there?
You know how sometimes they do that.
And Megan Fox.
That maybe. That is going to be really fun, even though I heard he's really mean in interviews. So I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Alec, is that true?
Yeah, I the first thing I did was I texted Ruben and I texted KG. I was like, over under how many times we're going to hit the dump button.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
All
he's,
right.
He's not the nicest.
If he does it too many times, do I get to suplex him or something, put him in a Willie Nelson?
Okay, that's a full Nelson, you jerk. Right. Or a half Nelson. I would love nothing more than to watch you try to suplex MJF.
It's going
to
go like that time Bader almost broke his wrist again.
Mm-hmm. And then our table's going to end up getting destroyed when MJF suplexes you. I'll tell you this, it'll make for some great radio and video.
Yeah, it will. Yeah,
it'll be
will.
Bad for you after the fact.
I don't know.
And then, by the way, viewership for the opening day game, we talked about with the Dodgers and the Cubs. It was approximately 838,000 in the United States, which I know doesn't sound like a lot, but remember, Central Time, the game started at 5 in the morning, and on the West Coast, it started at 3 in the morning.
Mm.
So they were really happy with the viewership they got, up 59% over last year's average for the Korea series, so obviously Shohei still bringing them in.